Wait a minute. You're black?
Just on weekends.
I had a good moment to start it. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Dad's Anime Stash.
I unmuted myself before it was finished.
Yeah, I know.
Because I was going to talk about it and say, but then I was like, no, Josh is supposed to let me know.
Oh. It's no, it's part of the charm of live podcasting. Just like I should have had all this shit put away before we started, and yet here I am putting things in 20 burgers.
It's fair though, I know that is. But what are we doing today, Josh?
You know what? Have you ever heard of a little anime called Yu Yu Hakusho?
I have. What's
that? We're not talking about that. We are talking about the live action counterpart. Here's what's going to be interesting.
Did the anime come out before 2020?
It sure did.
It did.
Oh, well, I don't know about it.
Just by a little bit.
Are you doing an impression of someone right now?
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
I don't know.
So listen, guys, I'd like to try to spend a couple of minutes and look at the live action series objectively.
Give the detailed synopsis of Yu Yu Hakusho's.
I purposely did this because I wanted it to be clear how much I did not enjoy this. Earlier today, a couple hours ago, I was watching it while I was at work, and then I had to do a meeting that like lasted a couple hours, and I was like, I had time, right? I had 20 minutes left of episode 5, right? And I had ample time. I could have finished it. I openly chose not to.
Mark, you're wrong.
Mark, you are wrong.
You're wrong on this one.
You're wrong.
It's so fun.
This was pure fucking trash. I fucking hated every episode.
Did you watch Cowboy Bebop?
Yes.
You watched all of Cowboy Bebop and you couldn't watch this?
Nope. This was trash in every way, shape, or form.
Hey, Mark, you remember that first headbutt they did throw in Cowboy Bebop?
I didn't say I liked Cowboy Bebop. I just was able
But I'm just asking. Like, it was like this far away.
No, I honestly don't remember anything from Cowboy Bebop.
From him hitting him, and the drop kick literally looked like it.
No, yeah, no, Cowboy Bebop was not good.
Oh no, we all agree that. But you finished Cowboy Bebop, and you couldn't finish this.
Nope, I didn't want to.
Why'd you finish Cowboy Bebop?
He wanted to.
I was like bored on Friday night or something. I can't remember why I finished it.
Yeah, he'd already cruised Home Depot for chicks. There was none there, so he just watched Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, okay.
What's the deal? Tell me what's going on.
Who hurt you, Mark?
A lot of people say. I just didn't really. Again, I tried watching it from being like, all right, it's not the anime. Just watch it like it's a regular TV show, and just like try to watch it and enjoy it. But like, there was like,
you can't. It's hard. Can't. It's possible.
The plot, I didn't understand the like, if I was watching it objectively, like I'm not like Yu Yu Hakusho, the anime is not a thing. The plot doesn't make any sense watching it as just a regular TV show. Like, they don't explain anything with Toguro and Genkai, like why he hates her. Like, they don't give any back. All they say about
explain
it,
that.
They explain that then.
All yeah.
Yeah, so when they get to the last 20 minutes of the last episode, it all comes back together.
I thought he just made the puppet and just said. They wanted to. He wanted to be strong.
The
and she,
very end. You
oh,
never
the
got
very,
that
very
far.
End. Okay, but like
you didn't get that far.
But you didn't get to the part where they meet each other in the other world.
Mm-hmm. Why? I mean, I scanned. So I did see something with a girl in the other world, but I didn't know they did like the full scene or whatever. But like,
yeah, they did the little scene like in the last one
where he's going an down anime. And then she's going up or whatever.
Yeah, where they
meet him on the road.
Yeah, but like
they meet him and they have a conversation about
yeah,
and you kind of
like,
get
okay. I mean, like, and, like, excusing the dark tournament, like, they're on the boat, right? And then mm-hmm. they're like, oh, we have to do this tournament where we're going. And I'm like, oh, they're actually going to, like, do, like, maybe, like, a short version of the dark tournament or something? That was nope.
That was just bad writing.
It was just them fighting one-on-one with the head guys right away. And then I didn't get, like, the whole, like, he turns into Yoko Kurama, and then within, like, 5 seconds goes, nope, I'm out of energy. I'm out of Yoko Kurama now. I didn't
get why. What about that?
What was the point of it? Why
just to show Yoko Kurama?
But, like, but why make such a big deal about, like, why are you in your human form? And then he trains, and he's like, I never wanted to use this form again. It's like, why? Like, what does it matter? Like,
well, they made. I understand, Mark. I get it. You didn't like it. You're sour. You've turned sour.
Yeah.
But what you're saying right now doesn't make sense. Listen, he is no longer Kurama. He's Suichi because he loves his mom. Right? You're with me?
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't want to use the Yoko form anymore. And that explains why he can't hold the Yoko form that long. Because he's not used to it.
That makes sense.
Don't you remember the Demon World tournament? No.
I remember it. Yeah,
Yoko again.
Yeah,
he did that already.
That is true. But like,
and the first thing you said, I track with that. That if we hadn't seen Yu Yu Hakusho, there's a lot of blanks that don't get filled in.
Yeah,
this leaves you hanging on a lot of stuff.
It seems like it was made under the premise that you've watched the anime. Like, it doesn't seem like it was made to be, like, universally kind of just watched. It's either you watch the anime and you know exactly where to fill in the plot holes, or you're going to be lost.
I disagree.
I mean, I agree with that part that if you haven't seen the anime, you're not going to know what's going on. But I don't feel like it was made. That's why it was written like that. I feel like it was written by a fan of the anime who was told, hey, you've got 4 hours to do everything you can. And he tried.
Yeah.
It has a feel. It has a Yu Yu Hakusho feel.
Kuwabara was on point. I like
Kuwabara. Kuwabara was close.
I'd like Kuwabara.
He was the closest out of the
Where world. Was his pompadour?
True. You couldn't do his hairstyle in real life and make it look.
Yes, you can. That is a pompadour.
Not like it is in the show.
Yes. Yes, that is a thing.
This far out.
It's not that far out. I think you're thinking of some other show you've seen.
No, I'm thinking of
that. No, the reason he doesn't have that hairstyle is because that was a style that people wore in the past. And now people's hair all looks stupid. So modern Kuwabara has stupid looking hair.
Yeah, I mean,
are you Googling pompadours?
Yes, no. I am.
Obviously,
you're going to be upset when you see them because they're real.
No, I know they're real, but that's not nearly as long as Kuwabara's is.
Is inflating the size of Kuwabara's pompadour.
I think it is.
True. I don't know. Objectively, also, the thing that I just didn't really like either was, like, Yusuke's strength progression. Like, I get that they rushed it, but it was like just, hey, you're a spirit detective. Here's a spirit gun. You've trained for 2 weeks. Here's the spirit orb. Okay, now you have all the energy you need. Okay, we're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds I didn't like that either.
I mean, that sounds exactly like it happened in Yu Yu Hakusho.
But that's nowhere near what happened to Yu Yu Hakusho. Yeah,
there's
2 weeks, Sai?
He has all the training.
We don't actually have a time frame of how long he has.
No, but he gets actual training devices to beef up his initial power. He gets like the power ring.
But what I'm saying is,
and we do have a time frame.
When he gets the spirit bomb, spirit orb, I was listening to something about Dragon Ball Z right before this.
You're okay.
his power drastically like increases.
No, I get it from that standpoint, but I mean, like, even before he got the spirit orb, he had like gone through like two separate training regiments to like get his power level somewhat up there. The live
and we
action
do
was
have
just,
time frames for his training side.
He only did one, didn't he?
No, he came
no,
back.
No, he did his first training with Genkai, he did 3 months. And then they trained for four months leading up to the Dark Tournament.
Yeah.
And that was after.
Oh, that was completely off screen too.
Right. But my point is, but they easily could have done here. But but my point was that, like, there's no like build up to his power level. It's just he finds out he's a spirit detective. He beats Goki with the stick. Like, that was still the cool moment. I do say I like that they kept the whole him shooting him in the mouth.
That fight was way better than the Goki fight in anime.
Like that
100% better than the Goki fight in anime.
The Goki fight in anime was pretty weak sauce.
Yeah, I like
the Goki fight. But it also had a different point than this.
Right. Yeah, it was. I like the Goki fight, I will say that. But then he does the fight. He goes to training. He only takes it seriously after like the Kuwabara Spirit Tour thing, which is fine. I'm fine with that. He trains. It was like 2 weeks or something, because they show like day 14 when Benkai's about to like kick him out or something. And then he trains. He gets serious overnight. And then she gives him the spirit wave and a spirit orb, and like that's it. It's just, there's no build up to his power level or the threat of why he needs the power level, because at that point he hadn't seen Toguro.
That's not your real complaint.
Yeah, it is.
Come on. It's not. Admit that your complaint is that they don't show him and Genkai getting close. It's all emotions with you. Admit it.
I don't give a shit about him getting close with Genkai.
Yes, do. We all do.
I mean, yeah, to an extent, but there's no build up to different
Genkai.
Like, but there's, I needed like there's also like
there's there not that connection reason. With him.
Yeah, but there's also got to be a reason why is he getting stronger, right? Because at that point he's never
because he got an orb put into him of pure energy.
Right, but he
has is he training to get stronger? Yeah. In this, he's trying to get stronger because he's a pissy little punk.
So he could control the energy.
Right, and to that extent, the initial training I get, but then like why like she gives him the spirit orb and he doesn't question a single thing about it. She just goes, they know about him, and then she gives him the orb and he's like, okay. And that's it. He just gets all this massive power and he's like, cool. Like, there's no build up to his power. It's just, here's all this power. Sweet. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if Goku just started killing everyone in base four.
A horrible, horrible, horrible example.
You picked the bad one.
Fucking close.
Yes, it is.
Imagine if there's no Super Saiyan buildup. He's just beating everyone in base form, and he's just screaming.
Well,
and
he didn't train. If you really think about
I'm
it,
saying
he didn't train for.
I'm saying, Super and Saiyan nothing changes with him ever. Goku never changes in any way, shape, or form.
Sat in his time chamber and got stronger.
Yeah, and that's all he does. And he never changes. He never looks any different. He's the same Goku. He just sits in a room and then comes out and beats the next guy, and nothing happens.
Pretty much what he does, except for when he trains for
Ojai. But I'm saying, like, there's an actual physical representation to his powering.
I know, but that's because Dragon Ball Z also had 300.
But and the anime gives Yusuke a visual representation to his power increase. The orb makes him power. He gets like the giant aura around him, the phoenix. Like, there's representations of his power increase in a few different ways.
In 50
you
want to hours,
see the power is your problem.
He had 50 hours.
Not before. Even just see it, but like some sort of like, okay, here's this massive orb of power. And then nothing. I mean, you
see it in his spirit gun.
Yeah, but like, so?
But Mark, he had 50 hours in the anime. They only had two.
No, I'm saying it's bad writing and design to only try to make it in five episodes versus like
I didn't have a problem with it. I was enjoying it.
There's nothing.
As
about
a
it,
guy who enjoyed it, I do agree with Mark. I mean, five episodes is not enough.
It's not, but four or five episodes, it was fine.
For what they had, I agree. And I, like I said before, I don't feel like it was just a team of people sitting on a cutting room floor saying, hey, we can cut this, that out. It was, I feel like it was written by people who like the show trying to keep in what they can.
I feel like, to be honest, they could do a season two.
That's what I'm hoping. So my hope is that the reason Genkai is dead is so that they can do a dark tournament in season two. Enter the dark tournament to save Genkai.
I would go. I know this is impossible, but as far as to say, if they really wanted to with this start, they could do original like arcs and stuff.
Yeah,
They could if they wanted to.
If they wanted to, but I would like to see them finish the arcs we know and love.
Well, that there's only two left.
That's true.
Technically, yeah.
Except, again, who says they need to do them in order?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, true.
But again, maybe, you kind of miss. You can't do the Genkai training arc because Genkai's dead.
Yeah, you can't do that, but they could, you know, here they are. They got to go into the demon world. Oh, my God, this guy's fucking a bird. What are they going to do?
You could go to that one.
That's totally what I was. I actually sat down and thought about this yesterday because I'd already watched it.
You like, I want to see him fuck the bird.
No. Yeah. I was like, how could they get to the bird fucker? And then I was thinking about it. I was like, they still have Sensui. They still have the Demon World Tournament and technically the Suzaku Bird. What they could do is if you want to keep it premised like it is this way, you could have the Demon World Tournament and those are the side. Well, not, like that's one side is there the Saint Beast.
Yeah.
And since, Sensui, whenever they're opening the portal, Makai Insects. When else do we see Makai Insects? Saint Beast. The Saint Beast arc. That's how it starts.
Yeah.
That I didn't like the, what do they call them? Ringworm insects?
Yeah.
Something, yeah.
That was Makai Insects. I think that was just Japanese translation.
There was a few weird name changes. Like, the Forlorn Hope was the Mirror of Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Which could just sound kind of
I think I prefer cheesy. Mirror of Darkness to Forlorn.
It's too
Hope.
Cheesy.
It's too angsty the original way.
And then what was the dagger? It was the
Blade of Conjuring, sort of.
Yeah.
Conjuring.
And then it was just the orb. Did they even give it a name?
No, they did. It was like the Recapacious Orb or something.
Okay. The pulsating was weird, but
the pulsating was weird. I think they really fucked up with EA and the dagger creating an eye and not having the Jagan.
Yeah,
the Jagan eye is very important.
Right. And the way he gets it is also super important. Like, it's a good character growth moment, the way he gets it in the anime. It was odd that he just cut himself in the eye. And
is it a character growth moment? You see it in a flashback for like a second.
But it's a good like, hey, he's literally, they're like, okay, do you want us to like knock you out? They're like, we can't put you under because of this.
That's
procedure.
Not a character growth moment. That's a insight into the character.
No, right, the growth was the fact that you saw that he was an A-rank demon who let his class get knocked down to D level so he could find his sister.
Like, I don't recognize that actor or whatever, but
I don't recognize any of these people.
I did not think he did a good job as Japanese. I did not think he did a good job as EA.
You did fine.
Acting was pretty bad.
I think they all did fine. I don't speak that language, so they could have just been saying something completely different. True. Delivering lines horribly, and I wouldn't know that much of a difference. And I don't like how often people pretend like they do, but that's not the point.
Yeah. The
point is, we all agree that this was pretty great, especially Mark.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
what else? Too. So my biggest complaint about the whole thing was the music.
I don't pay attention to that, so can't elaborate.
Okay, so first off, aside from a little Easter egg in a truck, where the fuck was Smile Bomb?
The most iconic song in
anime.
Yeah, you could have fit it in somewhere.
I imagine they couldn't get it.
They played it.
I don't know why.
They could have played it at the beginning of every episode. And also, I feel like Yu Yu Hakusho has really good atmospheric music. Like that sad piano music that plays whenever Yusuke's down. There's just a lot of, like,
There wasn't a lot of Yusuke down in this, though.
I know, but there was sadness.
There could have been some good moments for some better music for sure.
I didn't love.
Yeah, just ignore that, like I do.
I liked
the music and stuff.
I liked Cowboy Bebop kept the original music. They could have done it in this. I wouldn't have been mad. That was my biggest complaint overall.
Yeah. I hit skip intro every
also,
time.
I'm trying saying it objectively. I didn't understand.
Let's just like give up on objectivity, guys. It's not happening.
Yeah. I didn't like or really understand how they were doing the dynamic of the black club. Like, I get what it was, right? It was a bunch of rich people gambling on shit. Like, I got that from as a concept, but like it seemed like Tarukane, like it's like he knew about demons, and then like it just seemed like at weird moments when like they were talking to him about stuff, he was like super confused like about what they were talking about. And I was like, but you have like demons with you. Like, why is this so like, why are you so confused?
He only had the one demon.
Yeah, right, but he didn't really understand.
But it's weird. Like when you compare the original Black Club, where obviously like he's in charge, like he started the Black Club, to this, where he doesn't know what the Black Club is until they invite him into it. Like, that's such a weird change that I didn't really understand. Like, why does he not know what this, like, I didn't get that little character development. Why does he not need, like, why does he not know what the Black Club is, but he knows what demons are?
He's just a lot less important in this than he was to the actual series.
I think he's about the same importance. He wasn't that important in the, like, beyond him having a house and having Yukina.
Yeah, like, I mean, he gave some moments for, like, you know, like, the crew to be kind of badass, is like, fighting through all the demon, the tried, what are they called? I don't know, Toguro's demon crew, or whatever, but I can't remember what they were called right now.
The triad?
Yeah, the triad, yeah.
I don't even remember.
Well, the triad wasn't here.
No, which is another thing that I...
They had right. Bui and...
Well, that's you one thing who, I...
You know who else wasn't there? Helen.
Who?
Helen.
Who, our sister?
No.
Who's
that's Shizuru. Helen was the demon that younger Toguro fought.
You know what Helen was, I think?
That the wasn't Helen. I know what Helen looks like.
That's probably the best they could do.
Sai, did you watch sub or dub?
I watched it dubbed. I'm not.
I watched it dubbed too. I didn't mind the dub. I'm not reading it. Some people I liked.
Yeah, I had to watch it dubbed because I had to like do stuff while I was playing.
It had Steven Yeu and Johnny Young Bosch.
So yeah, I thought the dub was fine. I thought the people that did it were was fine. It wasn't like anything that was like openly terrible with the.
My favorite part, objectively, was when they did the crossover episode and the Colossal Titan showed up. I loved it. I love the Colossal Titan showing up.
When Sai brought it up, I'm going to probably say my favorite thing that I saw was probably the Goki fight.
The Colossal Titan. Didn't like when they... Because, you know, AOT has been really popular, so they decided to use the Colossal Titan as a character.
Yeah. I mean, again, that was one thing that I kind of missed, both from an anime standpoint and just, like, a show point in general, is that there wasn't, like, a lot of, like, even, like, fight build-up with Yusuke. It was kind of just, like, that one kid that he fought that was controlled by the insect thing.
I lied. The best part was Truck-kun. When it hits him, oh my god, with that.
Oh, yeah, his death is way more graphic than this one.
I was like, oh, like I had to stop it and rewind it because I was like,
I will say his death was a lot more like, holy shit.
That's what he spent all their budget.
He just got run over by a truck, but like, I miss not having any fight build up. Like, he fights the one kid, and then all of a sudden it's Toguro. Like, there's not like really any fight build up with Yusuke, which was just kind of missed out on at least some of it.
You're mad that they nerfed Toguro, aren't you?
I'm also mad that they nerfed Toguro.
That's your guy. You love that guy.
I feel like it's fine.
And I also like I felt like
I got everything I wanted from Toguro, which is him exploding younger, I mean elder Toguro.
Also true.
I've never loved Toguro, so you guys know
that. Another thing too that just kind of seemed like just a little bit lackluster is like I get like not having like not doing the whole like egg thing with Yusuke and like the whole ordeal. Like I get not doing like that you know longer ordeal to get his body back, but it just seemed like such like they're like, hey, you're dead now. Do you want to go back to life? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, all right.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly what happened. You're right.
There's just It was just like, I was like, oh, all right. But I was expecting at least something.
Then, you know, I get it.
I feel like they were testing the waters with it more than they were.
Like, maybe they were. But then like, Mark, you say that, you're like, oh, I wish there was more build up to him getting his body back. But then if you go talk to the manga readers, they're like, oh, yeah, it was, you know,
it was
there's definitely not enough build up in the anime. There should have been 100 chapters like in the manga.
Yeah, I never read the manga, but I did hear it was like a lot longer process for him to get his body back.
From what I've heard, it's a long time in the manga.
And that,
I get it. Like, I get
so long. Just go away.
Yeah, I get, and I get. Wish, like,
we would have got to see Shizuru. That's the only
character. Yeah, Shizuru was a good character. Like, but I also get too, like, Kuenma couldn't be. Kuenma couldn't be a kid. Like, I do. That's the one thing I do understand why they didn't make him a baby.
I don't.
No. Can you hate it? Unacceptable. I hate it.
It's dumb, but at least I'm like, whatever. Like, that.
I want the baby.
It would have introduced like some good humor to it, because that was the whole point of like Yusuke constantly making fun of him.
Show was skewing away from the humor for the most part.
That's another thing. It wasn't humorous at all.
But like, I think it did it too much.
It did do it too much. It tried to pull like that second Thor movie. They're like, we're so serious now.
Yeah, and it was just like, I get making it darker, but like, it just kind of went too in the extreme with it. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I get, and like with him in his tunnel and like making him out to be like the, you know, the big bad doing his whole, like, I didn't get like really the baddie. I didn't understand the, like, the Russian roulette thing. I mean, I get making it like, oh, I never lose anything. It seemed like there was a lot of time spent on him putting a gun to his head.
Yeah. Well, they had to show he was insane somehow.
I guess. Just, I feel like you opening up a demon world tunnel is also probably a good way of showing that you're probably insane.
Hmm. No, he explained that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest issues we all have here is that there just wasn't enough time. I think we all would have liked it better if maybe it just covered up to the Saint Beast stuff or the Rando stuff instead of skipping over a lot of that. I mean, they clearly set it up for another season, so hopefully they can maybe go back and cover some of that.
I could a decent season 2 of 5 episodes.
What if they just pop all the characters into the Dark Tournament?
They haven't announced anything yet. The only thing that I saw is that it's holding it like number 3 or 4.
That's fine.
On Netflix. That's not really a good sign after a week.
Why?
Like, because Cowboy Bebop dropped after a week. One Piece held for like 10 weeks.
For a live action, I think that's pretty.
Yeah, but Netflix is very prone to cutting shows that have decent numbers because they're not doing as good as other shows that are in the same realm.
Well, yeah, but that's probably also the reason why we got what we got.
I mean, maybe, because of
Netflix's proclivity to not
but like the season 2. My worry, again, I know I didn't like it. I try to, like, I will encourage people to watch it, because if more people watch it, we might get a season 2, which could be a lot better. It's just, it's a concerning sign that after a week, it's already dropped to, like, number 4. And knowing what Netflix has done in the past, it doesn't bode well. And this, it holds. Like, if it holds in the top 5, it's probably good. But if it continues to drop, like, if next week it's, like, 9 or 10 or something, then there's no way Netflix is going to do a season 2 on it. Not with probably how much it costs to make.
How much could this have cost? $20?
I'd say this is probably a spark, like, a pretty small budget.
Let's see if I can
find it. Given that it was 5 episodes.
Considering it was 5 episodes and shot in 2 locations.
And it was mostly CG. Probably.
I don't think CG is cheap, though. But I don't know.
It's not cheap, but it's cheaper than flying on location and stuff, I believe.
That's true. And it's less expensive to make live action Japanese stuff than American stuff.
Yeah, the only thing it's the only thing I can the only thing I can find out is how much Cowboy Bebop cost.
How much was that?
$6 to $7 million per episode.
Okay, so this probably costs $2 million per episode.
No, it probably costs around the same because this is twice as long, right?
Cowboy Bebop no, this was
probably, this probably costs less because Cowboy Bebop had to pay the dude from Harold and Kumar. That couldn't have been cheap.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, no, no releases on what it cost for this one yet. So no, no cost updates.
Yeah, I liked it. I did. It felt right to me. It did feel rushed, though. We can all agree on that.
Yes, I can definitely. Yeah.
I very much wish we would have had. We could have found someone who's never watched the anime and seen their opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
but who? Well, what kind of insane person hasn't watched Yu Yu Hakusho?
Well, I know my I know my other friend Mark hasn't. I'll see if I can get him to watch the live action.
Okay, your other friend Mark doesn't need to be your friend anymore.
I mean, true.
Josh, has your wife watched it?
What, the live action? Why did you mute yourself?
I think he hit something.
Did my wife watch? No, my wife hasn't watched it.
I think
you're unmuted, Si.
Yeah, but he's not. I can't hear him. Did you unplug your mic accidentally?
Are you, me? Are you talking to me?
No, Si. I can't hear him.
Oh, that would make sense because you can. We're still talking.
Yeah, and I heard like a thumping sound, so I'm wondering if maybe he accidentally hit his mic or something.
I wonder if he's pretending like he hit his mic.
Because... It's also true. He could be looking something up so he doesn't have to talk to us.
Yeah. Yeah, because we haven't read Ranger Rejects yet. And he's mad.
Yeah, I gotta get on that.
I gotta get on that too.
I know. I mean, again, there was aspects that I liked, and I will tell everyone to watch it that can because I want the numbers to do really well, so like we can potentially get a season two that could be a lot better.
What was your favorite X-Men movie?
My favorite X-Men movie?
Yeah.
First Class, I guess.
Yeah. Was First Class anything like X-Men? No, they took the story and they ripped it apart, but it was still the best apocalypse movie because it had that X-Men feel.
The Apocalypse movie.
The Apocalypse one?
Phoenix.
I never saw it.
The last one, the bad one.
The Phoenix Rising or something?
I don't know. The bad one. But no, my favorite X-Men movie was probably... I don't have one.
That's good. They're not all spectacular.
And but I love X-Men.
The point is, it doesn't have to be exactly like it. Like, as long as it captures that feel, you get that feeling.
No, exactly. And I think understand. That's why I like it so much, is because I don't like whenever you...
We got a call in here. What did the budget look like?
We don't know what the budget actually gives them a
chance. Yeah, we don't know what it was.
Every live action to follow.
I guess how did it? I guess
it's a little bit of the One Piece thing.
Yeah,
they were testing the waters to see after One Piece how.
I wouldn't say the budget was like. I don't know.
It didn't feel.
It was okay.
One Piece felt like it got more.
Yeah, no, it definitely feels like they more was spent on One Piece for sure. Like some aspects of this just seem kind of like it was okay, but like the Spirit Sword, the Darkness Dragon, like
I was happy to see the Darkness Dragon. I was so happy to see the Darkness Dragon.
I'm glad they put.
I was
there.
Almost positive they were just gonna have him turn into the green eye thing that he did one time.
Oh yeah,
I'm glad they didn't do that.
Yeah, no, I mean it was. If
Bebop, I think we could all agree that Bui was spot on.
Yes. The Bui
Bui was actually good.
The Bui and Hiei fight was really good too.
That one was good.
I didn't like
the Kurama fight as much as I thought I would.
I will say they had some really good moments. Like even in the Toguro fight, like whenever that ladder.
So here's a comparison.
And then
so,
Kurama catches it. That was dope. I like that part.
One Piece was $18 million per episode.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of
a lot of halibut.
Yeah. So One Piece was 18. Cowboy Bebop was 6 to 7. I think you guys are right. I think this was like 2.
I'd say probably even with Cowboy, because you got to think Cowboy was what, 20 minutes an episode?
No, it was almost an hour.
It was? Okay. Bebop I never looked, got past 15 seconds of it.
No, Bebop overall looked crisper, like in terms of like the visuals. So like if Bebop was 6 to 7, this was definitely below 3.
But again, that's a completely different comparison, because you're looking at
the CGI.
You're looking at an American-made product versus a Japanese-made product, and the entertainment industries are wildly different in each region.
Yeah, but you can still tell. Like the amount of budget.
Japan does a lot of live action. They will do live action with pretty much any anime.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I watched the new Saint Seiya movie that had Sean.
I watched it too. It wasn't that bad.
No, it was average.
Bean.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you think? What do you think, Sai? Let's say I asked you to rate this.
I'd give it an A.
You give it an A?
I'd give it an A.
Oh, that's tough. I'm wondering what Mark's gonna say.
D+.
A D+. Oh my gosh. How rude. You don't even know how it ends.
I know how it ends. I like looked at the Netflix timeline stuff.
What happens at the end?
Doesn't like his head wash up on the beach, the younger Toguro's brother?
No, the credits roll. But before that, yeah, the head wash.
That was like the after credits.
Yeah,
so that was the last thing I remember seeing was his head wash up on the beach,
which I was very glad for, because I was like, why would they show that? And then I made a whole plot for the second season.
Yeah, there you go. I gotta agree with Sai. I get it. I felt it. It just made me feel happy. I came in soured to it, like I was against it. I was like, I know this is gonna suck, and I'm gonna have to trudge through it, but I was happy.
I surprisingly was like, man, I'm just going to go and watch it. I'd had no expectations of it. If anything, it was like, I would like it to be good. And it felt better than I thought it would. And
it's like, hard to describe, but yeah, it's a feeling.
Like, had I not watched Yu Yu Hakusho, I feel like it reminded me of when I first watched Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, I feel like
same feeling.
If we hadn't watched Yu Yu Hakusho, I'd be like, what the fuck's going on?
And again, I encourage people to watch it because like I want the numbers to do good so we can get more anime stuff. And anime is subjective, so like I understand why people are gonna like it.
No, like, they just keep picking the wrong shows.
I can understand why people like this and like why they're gonna like the live action. So like, I encourage everyone to watch it. I just did not enjoy it.
From what I've seen, just while I was looking up stuff over here, it looks like it's pretty mixed on how people feel about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and again, that's why anime is super subjective. Like I'm not gonna convince anyone of my opinion. Like, go watch it.
No, I'm gonna convince everyone of my opinion. God damn it.
Sai, you say they keep picking the wrong shows. What show would you live action up?
I would live action Hajime no Ippo or Great Teacher. Oh. Well, no, they do have a Great Teacher on Izuka live action.
It is good too. Yeah. It is so good, the live action GTO.
I don't think I watched the live action
GTO. Oh, it is so good.
But Hajime no Ippo would be good. That would be a good one. That'd be
There's no superpowers. It's literally just
boxing. Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Or
Megalobox.
Megalobox would be really good.
Ooh, and what if Wolverine started it?
What? Oh, you mean?
make him the old man trainer.
It will be dope.
like in Real Steel.
But even if you want to go like with something kind of flashy, I don't know what would be the best. Maybe Chainsaw Man?
Yeah.
I haven't watched
Chainsaw Man would be good because it's so new. It's so fresh.
I think you could do a good Chainsaw Man.
It's hard to like if they were going to do a Gundam, it'd be tough.
Because they are going to do a Gundam, actually.
They're always going to do a Gundam, but it's always going to, like, there's always going to be mixed opinion on that because it's such a part of the culture.
You know, it could be a decent one, Robotech.
Yeah. I feel like it would feel like a Power Rangers. If you
Power Rangers would be good.
I want more Power Rangers anime.
Mark, what would you think of a live action Zoids?
Hot garbage.
It would be tough.
It would be hot garbage.
I think if you gave it the budget, yeah, I think if you gave it a One Piece budget where you can afford to do all like the CGI of the Zoids and like the judges and like all that kind of stuff, I think it could be really good. I think if you give it a lower budget though, it's just gonna and try to rush it, it'll be terrible.
Yeah. But that's the thing. That's the good thing about Zoids, and of course we're talking about New Century, or talking about
Chaotic Century.
No, New Century Zero. Is it?
I know. It is New Century Zero, the one
he's New Century about Zero. Is it's 26 episodes. So it can be condensed down into 10 episodes. And it has plot. It has four episodes with plot that are very important. The one where they get the one armor, the other armor, the other armor, and then the end where they fight the Berserk. Actually, they get
all the armors in one episode.
Yeah, but they don't use them all at once.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
But when you're right. The elephant. The deployment is important.
And the elephant. I forget. The elephant. The mammoth, the big elephant, where he uses
those were cool.
The Schneider.
All right. Well, Mark's got to go to bed, so we're gonna wrap it up. But before we do, Sai, do you want to sing the official theme song?
I can't even think of it right now. I'm blanking.
Okay. All right. Then I guess we'll just end it in complete silence.